This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
The doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. So this is what drives me crazy. You're seeing these headlines that Miley Cyrus and Liam Hemsworth Malibu home destroyed. I believe Gerard Butler's home was destroyed. A bunch of people lost their homes in Malibu. And you see these headlines and people are like, oh my gosh, the fires must be bad. Meanwhile, you rarely hear that people were actually trapped in their cars and seven, I'm being told, burned to death in their cars trying to flee the fires. That doesn't seem to make the news. Like, oh, a star lost their home. Why the hell would we care if some multi-million dollar, and again, I feel bad for anybody losing their home. I get that. I lost my home to a fire. It sucks. But why would anybody give a heart and doot that somebody who's rich that has seven homes already on their, I don't know, speed dial loses their home, but we have these people who burn to death in their cars, that just doesn't seem to make the same type of headline. So let me just kind of get you guys up to speed. So apparently there's two California wildfires going on. We got one in the north and one in the south. And at least seven people were being told were burned to death inside their vehicles while trying to escape from Paradise, California. Apparently 27,000 people packed onto a four-lane road, which was the only route out of town that wasn't blocked. Survivors told about they sat in miles-long bumper-to-bumper traffic as flames were licking at their car doors. Others jumped out and ran, carrying their pets and their valuables, were being told by Daily Mail. Nicole Jolly, 34 years old, a nurse at a hospital in Paradise, said she attempted to flee in her truck before being rammed into a ditch by another motorist trying to get out. I don't know if you guys remember the movie Dante's Peak, where everybody was trying to flee the volcano. That's kind of the scene that I see with this. So Miss Jolly climbed out of her truck, tried to get into another, but the handles had melted off. So she ran up the road as her pants leg caught on fire. She said, I'm breathing in the hottest air I've ever been in. My throat is bleeding. I'm about to hit the ground, but the bottom of my shoes were melting. I put hand out in front of me and prayed to God, please don't let me die like this. Wow. So she did eventually make it to a fire truck. The crew told her to brace herself because we might not be able to make it. And it was only after a bulldozer arrived to clear the road that the truck and Miss Jolly were able to escape. Meanwhile, there was Lori Kessler, a caretaker for the elderly, according to the New York Times. It took an hour to drive just 3 miles on Thursday as the fire advanced. Eventually, a police officer running past told her to abandon her vehicle and make a break for it. So she grabbed her dog Biscuit and ran. She said it was hot, it was smoky. This sounds like an exaggeration, but it was apocalyptic. So you hear of people where their feet were burning, they were catching fire while fleeing, surrounded by flames. So 29 people have died in the Northern California's campfire. We have two people who have died in the Southern California Woolsey fire. There are 228 people still missing. 7,000 structures have been damaged. 57,000 structures still remain under threat. 149,000 people still under evacuation order, and 8,000 firefighters currently on the front line. This just happened. I don't think we know the cause yet. It just blew up overnight. And so, I opened, giving some media outlets some crap you know, bringing up how certain stars have lost their homes, and there's pictures of, you know, these stars who lost their homes, like, you know, woe is me. And, I, you know, being devil's advocate and in their defense, I don't think a lot of people take stuff seriously until you see, until something has to happen to somebody you know, and then you connect. And that's a real sad reality. Because there's some people across the country that just like, all right, so there's fires in California. For me, I got friends and family there. I'm hearing them tell me about how they had to escape. That's some scary stuff. That means something to me. But I guess, you know, for media outlets to kind of, you know, get people to, you know, open their eyes and, you know, be aware, they have to bring up that I think Liam Hemsworth was Hunger Games, right? Or is he Thor? I forget. He's one of the brothers. And then Miley Cyrus, yeah. So, apparently there were men dressed up as U.S. Forest Service workers who had to be arrested. Why? Because they were looting. They were trying to take advantage. They were dressed in bright yellow jackets, similar to those worn by forest workers, and they started going through evacuated areas to try to steal. 53 reports of suspected looting happened in the scorched area. I mean, so poor law enforcement. I mean, look what they're trying to have to deal with. They're trying to save lives. They now have to deal with idiots who are breaking in. And so it's sad. The majority of people who have died have been in paradise. The town has been almost totally destroyed. From what we understand, with 228 people still unaccounted for, we believe the death toll is going to rise. They're asking for family members to submit their DNA. And, you know, we're praying. If you want to help, please contact the Red Cross. You could donate. You could text a donation. Donate there. Also, Valiant Blood Services, they need blood. So you could donate blood to not only Red Cross, but Valiant Blood Services. You know, for those of you that are okay, open your home. We'll talk about when we come back a few things. One is, so what are some of the risks to people in the area in terms of breathing wildfire? We're also going to talk about the stay in your lane. Apparently, doctors are now at war with the NRA. Well, not all doctors, but apparently doctors are told to stay in their lane. Alright. That's not good. And please, guys, don't make me pick a side. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. We'll be right back.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM-ACAM-A4M of NutraMedical.com and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Daigle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to... Man, this is tough. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so I've been asked to pick a side. Don't make me pick a side. Please don't make me pick a side. Doctors... Apparently, some have grouped together, and understandably so, mind you. Okay, guys, I'm a doctor, okay? Don't mess with us. So, apparently, doctors have, or a group of doctors, the American College of Physicians, has published a set of recommendations on how to tackle gun violence. And... doctors have been involved with the controversy because when somebody gets shot or when there's a mass shooting, we get called in, all hands on deck to the hospital, and we have to help, you know, take bullets out. I have, as a student, as a resident, as a doctor, dealt with patients that were victims of gun violence. Okay, no duh. And it's hard to see. Well, we've been voicing our opinion, and it hasn't really been not always a political opinion as a whole. You have a lot of conservative doctors. You have a lot of liberal doctors. You have a lot of doctors at PAC. They have concealed carry or open carry or whatever. You know, there are doctors that are armed, have their staff protected. There's a lot of doctors that are pro-gun. And I hate that term, pro-gun. It's kind of like pro-choice, pro-life. It really leaves out a lot of people in between there. But you have a lot of people that are, shall we say, pro-Second Amendment. You know, the right to bear arms and the right to protect yourself and your others and your staff and your other patients. And in light of the type of world we live in, I definitely want to be able to, you know, have an arm and protect, have multiple if I can, and protect, you know, my loved ones and people I'm caring for. Absolutely. However, when you have a child that kills themselves with daddy's gun because daddy's an idiot and didn't lock the gun up, when you're almost every week dealing with an innocent bystander that is bleeding out because they were shot, you're going to have an opinion on the matter. Now, I am for, as a doctor, and I don't know which doctor group I align with, I am for we tackle the issues of gun violence. But that doesn't mean I'm for an abolishment of the Second Amendment. So the American College of Physicians published a set of recommendations. Well, this set of recommendations, I think, triggered a response from the National Rifle Association. And they basically told doctors to stay in their lane. So there was a tweet that came out November 7th by the NRA saying someone should tell self-important anti-gun doctors to stay in their lane. They said half of the articles in the Annals of Internal Medicine are pushing for gun control. Most upsetting, however, the medical community seems to have consulted no one but themselves. Now, I'm sorry, NRA. I mean, I'm a fan of you guys, but that, you went too far. Okay? Just because somebody wants, now, they do have a point. But let me go back a step. Just because somebody wants to stop seeing patients shot, especially innocent patients, seeing people, you know, just destroyed and dead in front of them, and they have an opinion, that doesn't mean we are, you know, shall we say, in the need of consulting somebody. I mean, I'm sorry. If you're dealing with a gunshot, who do I need to consult? Okay? I'm seeing dead people. The people on the front line seeing these are your first responders, your police officers or firefighters, and obviously your doctors and nurses and staff. So they don't have to consult anybody but themselves. Now, however, the Annals of Internal Medicine, I don't read that a lot because internal medicine doesn't really have a lot of pictures. You know, me being family medicine, I prefer pictures, you know, and, you know, big. Family medicine to me is much easier to, you know, understand. Annals, I don't even understand the word annals. However, there are a lot of doctor groups that are very loud, such as the AMA. And when they support something like Obamacare, it makes the rest of us doctors that don't, you know, support the Affordable Care Act and think the majority of the bill was ridiculous. Maybe we agreed with the Medicaid expansion, but, you know, not much else with it. We're like, don't speak for us. So the NRA is voicing a frustration that the medical community is liberal. But the medical community is not. The medical community is very, very split. And in fact, if the medical community is guilty of anything, it's of not being that politically involved. You know, I mean, if you are dealing with gunshot victims all the time and you do have an opinion on gun violence, say it. You have a right. Say it. And so what I dislike that the NRA did is I dislike that they tried to now, they basically stepped on our turf. On the other hand, we do tend to, doctors, stay quiet if we're conservative, and if we're liberal, be vocal. And so that doesn't look like, it's not as representative of the whole picture. Now, doctors got involved with the gun issue before when we were asked to ask patients if they had a gun. Now, when you interview a pediatric parent, when you are examining a pediatric patient and you are meeting them for the first time and you're talking to the parents and you're trying to get an idea of if the parents are educated and understand, educated in terms of child safety, you ask them about how they put on the car seat. You ask them about the child wearing helmets when they ride a bike. You ask the child about the size of food, you know, and what they eat. You ask if the liquor is locked up in a liquor cabinet or if it's on display. And then you ask about guns. Is there a gun in the house? If there is a gun in the house, is it in an airtight gun safe that the child doesn't have access to? And as a doctor, I think those questions are perfectly legit. However, I do get the other side. You now have electronic medical records. You are putting into the system that I have a gun. And if I feel that the government will do something similar to, you know, Nazi Germany, where they will find those with guns, take them away, that's a problem. What you have to understand, though, is if you purchase a gun, it already has you in a system. So the medical provider's electronic medical records is just a duplicate. It doesn't necessarily, I mean, you know, you, if your gun is legally owned, you're already in a system somewhere. But I do get that many people want the privacy and they don't want people knowing that they have guns. Because if the poop does hit the fan, someone's going to want to break in and get their guns. Having a gun would be one of the biggest commodities. So they may want privacy with that. So how I handle that, not that this is anything that I was taught in medical school, was I would say, look, all right, this is how I want you to put on the car seat. This is how I want you to make sure you cut up the food. Make sure the baby isn't, you know, put in his crib tummy first. Make sure he's on his back. And with guns, if you do have a gun, you need to have it locked up safe. You need to make sure the cleaning lady doesn't put it into the toy box. You need to make sure the kids don't play with it. When you clean the gun, you need to make sure it's unloaded. Well, I don't have a gun. All right, good. I'm not a say you are, just if you did, these are the instructions. And then if somebody did have a gun, they got the instructions. So, you know, doctors are very much in that lane. We are dealing with patients all the time. We're getting shot by patients. So we do have a right to our opinion. Whether it's conservative, whether it's liberal, we do have a right. So the NRA, I'm not happy with that. However, if they are frustrated that there's all this, you know, this talk of, you know, abolishing the Second Amendment, I get why they're upset. I get that. But I am for something happening where we figure out how to decrease this gun violence. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
USA Radio News.
Fires in Northern and Southern California are expected to continue at least through Wednesday, with the winds staying as gusty as they are and sometimes reaching near hurricane-force winds. So far, 31 people have died. This woman lost her home in Paradise, California.
It's extremely heartbreaking, I think, for everybody, especially if people suffering from not knowing, and that's probably the hardest place to be in.
The recount of the Senate and gubernatorial races in Florida's 67 counties continued today. Broward County officials already ran into problems where they mistakenly counted 22 absentee ballots that had been rejected because the signature did not match. Catherine Harris is a former Florida Secretary of State. She joined Fox News with one thing people need to remember during this recount.
It's critical that the laws are followed. Our elected officials were elected, as we hoped, to act with courage and integrity and administer the law.
This is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so we have some new guidelines on exercise. I love it. I love it when we get advice on how to get off our butts. And I guess move more, sit less, and get kids active as young as three are the new federal guidelines. Now, this is the first update since the government's physical activity guidelines came out a decade ago. Yeah, the government has to come in to tell us what to do. Like we're, like we don't know this. We know we have to exercise, but I guess there are people out there. This is your fault, people. This is your fault. If you have been sitting around at home And then you get a guideline from the government and you go, oh, I'm going to get off my butt. And then you tweet it and you Instagram it all over the place so everybody sees that. That just makes the government go, oh, okay, you know, we need to, tell people stuff that they don't know. It looks like they didn't know this until we got involved. Really, people? The more you let the government win, the more they are going to want to be involved. But, listen, I have to admit, there's some other people out there going, all right, well, if the government tells us to do it, we'll do it. There are some people that's just how they work. They just need to be told what to do. Doctors tell you what to do, but nobody listens to the doctors. No. No one listens to the doctors. But a politician or somebody within the mass monster that the government is, that person you'll listen to. So, anyway, the list of benefits of exercise has grown, as from what we understand from 10 years ago. And there's a lot more evidence we now have that exercise, even short little bursts, can be beneficial for your health. We also realize that exercise can help prevent cancer. So, Dr. Donald Lloyd-Jones, a preventative medicine expert at Northwestern University in Chicago, said doing something is better than doing nothing, and doing more is better than doing something. Now, I get this. In the 80s, okay, let's get physical. We were under the impression that unless you dressed up in spandex and bright colors and put on a headband and leg warmers and did a complete workout for an hour and then took a shower and then a steam, that wasn't considered exercise. So you had a lot of people, now me, I would still go for a run or whatever, but you had a lot of people go, look, if I can't officially do it right, I'm not going to do it. And I had said for years on my show, guys, put a song on YouTube and dance to it. That counts. Rake the leaves. Do some laundry. But you have to, that all counts. And then Fitbits came out, and people were like, wait a second, this is good. I made 12,000 steps, but I only did a 30-minute walk on the treadmill. Maybe my taking the stairs instead of the elevator or my parking in the back of the Walmart parking lot. I mean, not in the back, but, we want safety, people. Or my running down the aisles, trying to find the Cocoa Puffs might be adding to my extra steps. And I think we're starting to realize that there's a lot of different ways we could get some extra exercise in rather than dedicating an hour and a half to 2 hours to going to the gym every day, which a lot of people can't do. I exercise an hour a day, but how I do it is I have a treadmill at home, so I could do a half hour in the morning, a half hour at night, maybe 40 minutes, maybe an hour sometimes on better days. But I'm a busy girl. So I then break it up that way. So what we are told that only 20% of Americans get enough exercise now, and childhood obesity problem has prompted the push to aim younger to prevent poor health later in life. Now, these highlights of the advice were released Monday at the American Heart Association Conference in Chicago and published in the Journal of the American Medical Association. So now let's take a look at kids. For kids, this is the biggest change of their guidelines, is start young. Now, the guidelines used to begin at age 6, but now they're saying, well, get the preschoolers off their butts, right? Ages 3 to 5. And they should be encouraged to take part in active play throughout the day. They say they don't call for a certain amount, but say a reasonable target may be 3 hours of various intensities. Now, that is consistent with guidelines in many other countries, according to AP News, and is the average amount of activity observed in kids of this age. Then, between the ages of 6 to 17, they need to get an hour of moderate to vigorous activity throughout the day. An hour. It could be aerobic. It could be brisk walking, biking, running. At least 3 times a week, they say exercise should also be vigorous and include muscle and bone strengthening activities like climbing on playground equipment or playing sports. Adults. Duration, now, for adults, all right, is going up. At least 2.5 to 5 hours of moderate intensity or an hour and a fourth to 2.5 hours of vigorous activity a week, they say. Plus, at least 2 days that do muscle strengthening, like push-ups or lifting weights. They say one key change is they thought that aerobic activity had to be done for at least 10 minutes. Now we have studies going, you know what, even little short bursts can. A single episode of activity gives short-term benefits like lowering blood pressure, reducing anxiety, and improving sleep. And then on top of all that, they're now telling us to get off their butts and quit sitting. Now, what about older adults? Activity should include things that promote balance and help avoid falls. So, the idea that now we're going to get little kids off their butts, I think is brilliant. Now, you would think the average 3 to 4 year old is already running around like, you know, and they do. However, we keep yelling at kids to sit down, stop running around. I did that with my kids. Stop running. Well, why? Why was I telling kids to stop running? Well, because they'd fall, then hurt themselves, then whatever. So I would tell them just sit down because then I didn't have to worry about them running around. Maybe that's not good advice. Maybe if you see your kid run, go out to a nearby park or sidewalk or whatever and go run. Run outside, come back. Run again. You know, one of the best punishments I heard that I thought was brilliant, because, you know, we don't want to spank, you know, like we used to and stuff, is make your kid do push-ups. When your kid acts up, all right, give me 10, give me 20, give me 30, make the kid do some push-ups. Now, I don't know long-term if that affects their rotator cuff or, you know, sit-ups, not good, because sit-ups can cause disc herniations, so we would recommend crunches. But, you know, maybe running in place. Maybe, all right, do 50 jumpy jacks for me. You got in trouble. Now, the only problem is if your kid has a heart condition, that's not good. Or if the kid has asthma, whatever. But if your kid is physically fit, rather than, you know, spanking them, why not tell them to, all right, you know, give me 50 push-ups. Go. Make them think. I mean, it has to be a physical activity that they don't really like that much. You know, some of them like jumpy jacks. But I do agree that this idea that you have to do this many hours a week or whatever, I really think it should be an everyday thing. You know, people go, all right, I don't have to go to the gym today because it's my off day. See, you're supposed to want to exercise. This should be your daily routine. No day of mine goes forward without my hitting the treadmill. That's just the way it has to be. Plus, I can't go to bed if I hadn't finished my night workout. That's just the way it is. You just like brushing your teeth, just like taking a shower, clipping your nose hairs. And so that sort of idea has to be ingrained as a kid, and that I agree with. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702 702-
562-8800 and drive safe.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly, as you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. And if you have any questions, please feel free to email us at drdahlia.com or call in, of course, at 1-877-DOCDALI. So while we are marking the 100th anniversary of the end of World War One, some of us are looking at some fascinating pictures. There's artists now that can add color to old pictures to kind of, you know, make it a little bit more lifelike to us and real. You know, you look at a black and white picture and you go, okay, that was ages ago. You know, but then you look at the people and go, I could totally see somebody, you know, like that in this day and age, and it's amazing. But this one article I found really interesting. 10 ways World War One changed the world 100 years ago. You know, I was very fortunate to have been able to meet some people who had served in World War I when I was younger. You know, they don't exist anymore. It's been so long. And, you know, our World War II vets, I've had the honor of entertaining and, you know, speaking to many of them in their 80s and 90s. And I, you know, if you have a vet and somebody that, you know, lived in an era that to us seems almost a century ago, talk to them, let them share their stories, because I just wish when I was younger, I could have spent more time talking to this World War I vet. It's a shame. But, you know, when we, look at what happened, World War One had started to use technology and things in wartime never seen before, like gas, poison gas, machine guns, airplanes, and apparently 9.7 military and 10 million civilians died. It was the war to end all wars, and eventually then called World War One. So they said some of the things that caused us to change was in 1918, the Great Flu pandemic. They say World War One and influenza collaborated, according to public health reports. And apparently, crowded conditions in military camps, even those not in the war zone, caused flu to spread. And then soldiers brought the virus home. Apparently, a big port was in Boston. And they believe that when the Spanish flu landed here, it landed because of soldiers that came back from Europe. And they say as many as 500 million people were infected at some point during the 1918-1919 pandemic. And the flu killed about 50 million, including 675,000 Americans. And it remains the worst pandemic of recent history. So, you know, we hear about the Spanish flu. We talk about World War One. Who knew that they were connected? But they were. Then, another thing that resulted from the end of World War One, and again, I love history, so I, you know, I'm fascinated by this type of stuff, is it was the end of monarchies. So, in the final year of the war, the Russian Tsar was killed by his countrymen. The German Kaiser was exiled. And I don't really remember all the things that happened to the various empires. But you start to see an end of monarchies, but then a rise of communism. Oh, and we got some music. Yeah. All right. Well, someone's celebrating about that, but I'm not. And by 1921, the communists led by Lenin started to take over. And you had the Soviet totalitarian state. Then started regimes and then Stalin. And so World War One changed the way we had monarchs to now dictators. And then comes fascism. Then we see Mussolini and then we see Hitler. Now, you know, you look back and you go, okay, wow. You know, it took Hitler about 10 years to attain power. And this was, it seems to us, like hundreds of years ago. And there's actually a school in Wisconsin we're going to talk about where a bunch of boys that were, shall we say, taking a picture before prom, we're looking at about maybe 60, 70 kids, had the Heil Hitler sign. So you would think something like this would be in the past. I mean, nobody's sitting here and, you know, perpetuating what Stalin and Lenin and, you know, Mussolini, you know, had, spewed. But apparently you still see, you know, swastikas. You still see people mimicking Hitler's sign. And that's very disturbing to me in this day and age. He also had a resurgence of the KKK. From what AI.com says, that in apparently there were soldiers, black soldiers, that had been seen by some white people as a threat to the status quo. Then there was issues of unemployment rate. There was issues about immigration. And the KKK reached the height of their popularity, attracting as much as 5 million members across the country. They say in 1925, 50,000 KKK members marched openly in Washington. Wow. Then women's rights. So women are like, all right, I don't know what y'all are doing, but we're going to, we'd like a voice. And they said when the American Doughboys left for the front lines in 1917, women joined them as nurses, drivers, and other support roles. At home, women would do the work of men around the house and in factories. They said, you know, everybody thinks, well, that was in the 1940s, but no, even in World War I, women had to be deputized and, you know, used in roles that they usually weren't allowed to. And so their wartime endeavors gave the final boost needed to pass the 19th Amendment, and American women finally had the right to vote. Right? Then you also had some other changes, shorter skirts, shorter hair, trousers. So Amelia Earhart got to fly across the Atlantic, and she liked wearing pants. Yeah, she did. Well, if I was on a plane, I would too. And then, with World War I, we started to talk about shell shock. And we started to realize that there was something called post-traumatic stress disorder. And we started to look more at the psychology of things rather than, okay, there's something wrong with you. That we started to, I guess, start to embrace some of the things that could affect people's psychology. Also, they say after World War I, we started to have new maps. They say the atlas you had in 1914 would sharply differ from the one you buy a decade later. Because the Ukraine asserts its independence, and then, you know, World War I was originally the Ottoman, before World War I, the Ottoman Empire, and then the British and French start to divide up the Middle East, and so things started to change, and so the maps seem to now, you know, be a little bit more of what we look like today. Then, other issues were American isolationism. And so, the U.S., by the time World War II comes, rather than us being all over it, we waited. And we didn't really get into the war until, you know, the 40s. And so, actually, it was 1939. That was when we officially entered the World War II. But then you wonder, you know, would things have been different if we got involved earlier? So there's a lot more history coming out and stuff, but it's fascinating that, you know, we look at World War I and we think of that as a separate entity. We look at the Spanish flu. We look at, you know, Hitler. We look at racism. We look at, and, you know, a lot of things just kind of feed into each other. And that's kind of been a theme that's been on my show for the longest time. You know, we might have done amazing, you know, combating the tobacco epidemic. But we have all these new issues. We have obesity. We have vaping. We have more pain issues. Now, not one is the cause of something else. But you, when you go back in time and you go back in history, you see things unfold and go, well, wait a second. Because they did that, then is that why this happened? Well, it was a piece to the puzzle. And it was an ingredient to the soup. And so, you know, we need to be very careful moving forward. You know, history repeats itself. And, you know, we don't learn from our mistakes. But there's a lot of things going on right now that, you know, we need to be careful what ingredients we're putting in the soup or what we're leaving out of the soup. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm Marcia Miller from Mud Pie. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time, but some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Mud Pie supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.